The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful yet kosher Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Listen here, fucker. We're only kosher once a week, once a year.
Once a year, yes.
Yeah.
In honor of all of our Jewish friends celebrating Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Vince with his intro music this week.
And let me Chaka Khan.
Top 10 list this week that he picked. It's going to be a interesting show this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, sir?
I'm great.
Boy, I'm so glad we recorded after we, yeah.
It's been a long week, my friend.
It's
been
a lot of stuff has happened this week. So much crap to get into this week. Speaking of that, on this week's show, we'll talk about Fredo, Chris Cuomo, Alec Baldwin, Seth Rogen, mandatory shots and lockdowns, the shooting in Michigan, and much more. Top 10 list this week, as Vince picked in honor of Hanukkah, Jewish entertainers. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. Now, I will say for my list, I believe over half of mine are dead.
So, I'm going to refrain from the joke I made the other night when he said that.
Well, I sent you to ask because I'm like, are we? Because after we'd already done it and I posted for everybody to put their listener picks in, I'm like, are we doing dead or alive or what are we doing? He's like, part of mine are already dead. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah. It looks like an ashtray. I mean, wait.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Hey, I've smelled that delousing agent before.
Yikes. TV news this week. We're just moving quickly. Let's get on to this. Disney Plus, they have announced that Kobe Smulders will be reprising her role of Maria Hill for Disney Plus's Secret Invasion, rejoining Nick Fury. Sam Jackson is Nick Fury, so...
Why can't they make Dolph Lundgren Nick Fury? Or no, it was...
It was Hasselhoff.
Yeah, it was the Hoff.
Damn right.
Fucking do that.
Well, because they went with the Ultimates version where the artist actually said, yeah, I just copied Sam Jackson's face, so...
Sure.
Yeah, no. Hoff would be better. That's a flick if you can ever find the Hasselhoff Nick Fury movie.
It's very weird.
His one eye, his plastique. Oh, God, the early 90s. All right, next story here. Ugh. Joy Behar.
Speaking of Jews.
Came under fire for her comments this week about the First and Second Amendments. She was on the View course on Tuesday and said that the First and Second Amendments need tweaked to address weapons of war and Twitter. She said, that is why you're not reading it. You're not talking to Whoopi about Twitter. You're smart not to. When the Founding Fathers were busy with the amendments, the First and Second, they did not have AR-15s in there, weapons of war, and they didn't have Twitter. So both amendments, I think, need to be tweaked a little bit. We make our living on the First Amendment, so we love it. There's a lot of hate speech and misinformation that needs to be dealt with, though. All right, let me break this down real quick.
We don't like your propaganda, so you can't say anything.
Well, there's that. First, the whole weapons of war thing that the left always tries to throw out there. When they passed the First and Second Amendment, private citizens could have a navy. They could have any weapon. So don't be like, well, it's a weapon of war. All weapons are weapons of war, numbnuts. So your argument there is already gone.
And there's certain weapons and things that they could do to people then, too, that were completely okay because, well, that was, you know,
yeah,
like boiling oil or, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really want to go back medieval times?
They don't expect anything medieval.
That's right. They start knocking on the door. That little thing, you know, little slide goes up and a little cannon comes out, you know, filled with silverware and ball bearings. I mean, just stuff. But her saying that they make their living on the First Amendment, but it needs to be tweaked. Like, that sounds just pure BS propaganda. So.
You sound like a fucking commie when you do that. Yep. When you say shit like that, you sound like a commie, lady.
Yeah. Well, I don't like how you're saying, so you shouldn't be allowed to. Well,
yeah, but kiss my, the hair. But I should be able to say what I want.
Right. You can kiss the hairiest part of my ass.
So. Oy vey.
All right. Next story here. Dr. Oz. Mehmet Oz. Apparently, I did. His first name's Mehmet.
Mehmet?
M-E-H-M-E-T. Mehmet. Sounds like Muppet.
What's he? I was going to say, is he a fucking Muppet?
He's a Fraggle.
Mehmet Oz.
He's entering the Republican primary to replace retiring Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, he announced on Tuesday. Right after he announced this, his show was dropped by some stations in New York and Pennsylvania.
Oh, that First Amendment's a bitch, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah, so.
Something about opinions.
Senator Dr. Oz.
I'm running as...
He's running as Republican. Yeah. And then they Muslim drop Republican. His shit.
See, now what kind of stations would drop it if he went out there and said, I'm running as a Democrat? You think they'd drop him out here?
They'd pick him up and more.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Isn't that bad?
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, now we're getting to this one. Fredo. They massacred my boy. Chris Cuomo, I'll read the original part and then, of course, the later here. He had been suspended indefinitely from CNN after details emerged about his efforts, they said, to do damage control for his brother, Sonny Corleone. I mean, Andrew Cuomo, King former New York governor. Apparently, he pulled up to a little arm thing, came down, a little guard shack. It was a bad thing. During his sexual harassment scandal, CNN announced the move on Tuesday, saying newly released documents from New York Attorney General's office raised serious questions about his conduct. The network claimed that it was aware Cuomo had given his brother advice, but did not realize the extent of his involvement. This goes on and on. Basically, his brother's chief of staff, or his top aide to the governor, asked Chris to basically use his news sources and keep tabs on and find information on the women that were making the allegations against her brother. Stalk them and dox them and get all their information stuff. And he was doing it. So after all this came out, CNN knew this, by the way. This isn't just, oh, we just magically found. No, you knew this ahead of time. Late last night, CNN announced that they have indeed fired Fredo. He went out on a little boat into the lake and was never seen from again. So ding dong, the WAP is gone. So
that's awful.
Yeah.
Truly, truly.
You know, awful. They're more worried about his brother, I'm not perverted, I'm Italian, instead of, oh, you killed how many thousands of elderly people by putting them in nursing homes during the corona? That? No, don't worry about that.
We're not going to we're not going to use any medicine that we think might work. We're just going to stick with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that's what got him fired. Not the, yeah. All right. Fucking New York. Last thing for TV news this week. Seth Rogen.
Did you know the elves have been kicked out of 109 countries?
I hate you.
Can you believe that? They've been knocked off of 109 shows.
That's why they're at the North Pole now. That's the only
elves,
place.
Man. Yeah. Fucking elves.
On Thursday, Seth Rogen melted down on Twitter, accusing those that gave his new show Santa Incorporated, a new Christmas-themed series that he stars in, a bad rating. He accused everyone giving it a bad rating of being, of course, white supremacists. He said, we really pissed off tens of thousands of white supremacists with our new show, Santa Inc., now available on HBO Max. His co-star, Sarah Silverman, also used the backlash to now say that white supremacists are using the word elf as a slur against the old J-doubles. Even left-wing liberals came out after he had his little meltdown and goes, no, it's just a really shit show. You can't, push the, dislike button now, but you can go in the comments and write the word dislike. They love that, by the way. So yeah, it's all the white people's fault that this show is crude, and Santa is portrayed as the evil white man, and the little elf girl is supposed to, she's trying to take over as the new Santa, and I'm like, you know, there is a, I think it's Netflix, has a Christmas, it's an animated show, or movie, I think, called Klaus. It's voice acted by a couple of Jewish actors, and it's fantastic. Like, really legitimately good. Watch that one, and just let Seth Rogen and his, I don't know what to say to that. Yeah,
you know,
if you don't like it, you're an evil race.
Cool. I am. You're right. I am. I'm tired of seeing this shit. Every single time, it seems like every time there's a movie or something about Christians, or, you know, it's them doing it. It's some Jewish producer, and they're doing it, and they're mocking it. And that's the trope is, well, do that with Ramadan or Muhammad. You know, I get it, because everyone automatically assumes that they're going to get the shit blown out of them, you know.
Right. And if Christians started doing that, it'd be, oh, it's horrible. If
right.
Equality, you didn't say it when Akbar over there did it, so don't do it when Bill does it, you know.
Yeah, so why the fuck are you, yeah. So, yeah, everyone's pissed off. Everyone's pissed.
Yeah, so.
Why?
Seth Rogen makes an absolute shit show, and it's...
Well, called
it's,
out.
He's called out for it, because it's horrible, and it's... Well, no, it's the racist. This is a great show, it's just racist.
Yeah, you're right, I am.
You're just terrible.
No, I am. I'm good. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you think I am, because I am. I'm tired of seeing your shit. I'm tired of you making fun of Christians. I'm tired of you making fun of this fucking holiday. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's what... I am what you think I am. Great. Wonderful. Fuck off.
You've called me this for so long. That,
yeah,
okay. Well,
it means
then,
nothing now.
Yeah.
Good. What are you going to do, motherfucker?
He'll just sit at his little mansion and smoke pot. And yeah, that's what he does anyway.
Yeah.
Does the Kevin Smith deal.
Your millions of fucking dollars that you sold your idea to the Hebrew box office. What are they going to do?
Yeah. So
fuck off.
All right. Let's go to movie news this week. It's apparently Tom Holland is not done as Spider-Man. Amy Pascal, the producer of the Spider-Man movies for Sony, was doing an interview with Fandango, talking about No Way Home. She says this will wrap up the Homecoming trilogy, but it looks like Tom has signed on for 3 more movies as the next kind of Spider-Man story arc, which it looks like we could possibly get Sinister Six. Double thumbs, if they do it right.
They're not going to.
They put Jamie Foxx in a comic accurate costume as Electro with the lightning bolts on the head type thing. So I think we're getting closer. By the 6th movie, maybe it'll be okay. So, that's my hope. All right, next story here. Oh, Alec Baldwin. First of all, explain something to me. You're being investigated for killing someone. You know charges could possibly be coming. I'm sure your lawyer has told you to don't say a word. So what do you do? Let's do a sit-down interview with George Snuffleupagus for ABC. I'm sure his lawyer pulled out what little left of hair he had. But in the interview with Snuffleupagus, Baldwin said he had no idea how a live bullet got on set and that he didn't pull the trigger. He said someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property. He claims he never pulled the trigger, which is completely against what multiple witnesses have stated to authorities.
It was a single action revolver,
yeah.
Too.
You have to pull the trigger for it to go. You can't just fuck with the hammer and it go.
Yeah.
Somebody took the exact gun on YouTube. I saw the video and they're like, here's the hammer. I'm fucking with the hammer and it's not firing. Now watch, you cock the hammer all back. You still got to pull the trigger for it to go off. For a scene that did not have, they were rehearsing a scene that there was not supposed to be a gun. And come find out, Baldwin was a producer of the movie. So he hired, so it was up to him to hire the armorer, all the assistant directors, all this. So if they don't get him for negligence for shooting the gun, which they obviously should, You can get them for negligence for hiring the wrong people to do it.
Some fucking chick that had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Well, my daddy did it. Okie doke.
How hard is it?
Well, you got a woman killed whose husband has ties to the Clinton Foundation.
Wink.
Just saying. How about we end movie news with
a bang?
Wow. Yeah, I stepped that one right there, didn't I?
Sorry.
We're getting a vampire, or not a vampire movie, but it's a Dracula movie called Renfield. This is Nicholas Holt will play Renfield, Dracula's infamous acolyte and henchman. It's being directed by Chris McKay, who did Lego Batman and The Tomorrow War. And we now know who will be playing Dracula.
A woman.
I'm instantly sold. Oh, hell no. Nicholas Coppola. I mean, Nicholas Cage as Dracula.
Wasn't he in that one movie where he thought he was a vampire? What was the name of that?
That was Jim Carrey, I think.
No. Vampire's Kiss or something like that. Was that the name of that movie?
I don't know. You have DuckDuckGo. I am scared to do it because my computer is tinfoil and bubblegum. So
I'm not DuckDuckGoing anything. Apparently,
Nicholas Cage is Dracula, so that's, yeah, sold. Because he's been making some wacky movies lately. Like, what was it? The Shape of Color or something like that. Mandy. There's another one that just... Willy's Wonderland. You seen that one yet?
Oh, wow. I watched it when I was sick. And it was the dumbest fucking thing I should have ever done.
He's making just bonkers movies right now. So I really want to see him do Dracula. So I will find this when it comes out. So.
I almost need to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
So I can be coherent when I'm watching it.
Nope. You should be drunk, but not coherent.
It was big disturbing.
Difference. It really gave you Chuck E. Cheese vibes. So, all right, let's go to comic book news this week. Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen, the creative team behind the hit Descender and Ascender series, have announced their next Image comic project called Little Monsters. What they're calling Lord of the Flies Meet Vampires. Interesting concept.
I thought Little Monsters was that movie with...
Howie Mandel and Fred Savage?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That was good shit when you were a kid.
Yeah, make that comic.
There you go. That would be a license to get. Speaking of licenses, this next story, if true, and apparently it is, this is massive. Over the weekend at San Diego Comic-Con, the big publishers really didn't show up, which means all the information was really about smaller publishing. And one thing that came out is about IDW. And this is sad to me, because it looks like coming up in the next few months, they are going to lose the license from Hasbro regarding My Little Pony, G.I. Joe, and Transformers. It was also reported this morning that John Barber, editor-in-chief of IDW, is no longer editor-in-chief. He had big ties with Hasbro. So this sucks for me, who's big on all the Transformers books. So the rumor apparently is that the licenses could go to Dark Horse, since they're leaving IDW, apparently. So... I don't know, but that's big, and if that's true, IDW screwed, because majority of their money came from the licensed books like Transformers and My Little Pony and G.I. Joe. Hasbro was keeping them afloat. So you pull that, and IDW may crash and be out of business. So I don't know. That sucks. So, but... your recommendations for this week, basically all four Transformer books came out this week. So that's Transformers 37, Beast Wars 10, King Grimlock issue 4, and Shattered Glass, Transformers Shattered Glass issue 4. Ninja Turtles 123, from Marvel, Darkhold Black Bolt issue 1. Chaos Comics has relaunched Evil Ernie with a new number 1. And from Image Comics, Gunslinger Spawn issue 2. So I think IDW would just have the Ninja Turtles line. I think that's all they would have left, really.
Apparently, Gunslinger Spawn is way better than the King Spawn.
I've heard storyline wise, it's better so far.
Yeah.
So, but it's only at issue two. But McFarlane's making moves, so I enjoy how McFarlane has done his thing. This is mine. Leave me alone.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
Don't be Marvel.
Yeah. Don't be Marvel. But yeah, the Transformers books are really good. Beast Wars, of course, is just like the animated. King Grimlock is, imagine Grimlock in D&D world. And Shattered Glass is Flip. Like, the hero is Megatron, and Optimus is no longer Optimus. He's Nemesis Prime, and he's the bad guy. So it's the complete flip. But all the Transformers books right now are really good, so get them while you can, I guess. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news this week. Adam Scheer, the former Braun Strowman and EC3, donated their proceeds from the involvement at Blizzard Brawl this past weekend. They donated it to the families and the victims affected by the Christmas parade terrorist attack. So good on Adam and EC3 for donating their money.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so good on them for that. Sad news here, if you are a physical media wrestling collector, WWE announced they will no longer be offering DVDs or Blu-rays in the United States beginning next year. As it stands right now, Survivor Series 2021 will be the final U.S. WWE DVD release, which will be available on the 28th of this year. And Drew McIntyre's DVD is set to come out the 14th of this month and will be the last Superstar-themed DVD release. So no more DVDs, no more Blu-rays from WWE.
Well, it's a good thing we know people in England.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're going to be cutting them, England and Australia as well. So
it's a good thing we know people in Canada.
Yes. Canada's probably safe for a while, but yeah, they're getting rid of all their physical media because everything's streaming. It's on the network and buy Peacock and give us more money. And come to find out that, you know, for a 2-hour show, they had what was a SmackDown 2-hour show. They had 16 minutes of actual wrestling, whereas AEW had on their Friday show, Rampage, one match was 18 minutes of actual wrestling. And it's an hour. Yeah, so. You know, they're not a wrestling company. They're a media company. They make movies. So, speaking of WWE, Beth Phoenix announced this week that she is leaving her role as NXT commentator after War Games tonight. She will remain with WWE, and it looks like they're going to put her into the Edge versus Miz and Maurice storyline. So, okay. If she gets to wrestle, cool. She's really good, but yeah. Speaking of War Games, that is tonight. So, Vince, we have to do predictions. Did you get the link?
You didn't send it to me?
The hell I didn't. Check the thing.
Oh, shit, you did. You're on top of shit? What the fuck?
Yeah, coffee's a hell of a drug. But NXT is set up differently on the website. Like, they don't have the big pictures across the bottom for you, so they have little ones on the side. So this ought to be fun.
So what am I looking at? Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner look to end Imperium's reign before it starts.
Yeah, so it's Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner against Imperium, Marcel Bartel, and Fabian Eichner.
The bald guys, Marcel Bartel and Fabian Eichner.
Yep, that's who will win, because Von Wagner looks like unfrozen caveman wrestler. And Kyle O'Reilly is waiting to leave.
He's waiting to exhale.
Yes. Next match, they only have one of the guys' picture.
Let's see. Duke Hudson versus Cameron Grimes.
It's a hair versus hair match.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. Who's got the best hair?
No, it's whoever loses gets their head shaved.
Oh. Well, his hair looks like shit, so who's the other guy?
Duke Hudson, so you're picking him.
Yeah, he's got nicer hair?
Sure, I don't know because they didn't put up a fucking picture because website. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, if it's not like Pert Plus, then I don't want to see it.
Well, there you go. So, what's our next match here?
Roderick Strong versus Joe Gacy
for the Cruiserweight Championship. Yeah.
How about Joe Gacy?
Gacy's doing this all inclusive. He's the social justice warrior character. So I hope Roddy kills him.
Okay, good. Okay.
That's I'm going Roddy. So.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Next match, I'll do this because they don't explain it. Okay. It's a female war game. So it's two cages or two rings surrounded by a cage. It's Raquel Gonzalez, Io Shirai, Kaylee Ray, and Cora Jade versus Mandy Rose, Gigi Dolan, JC Jane, and Dakota Kai. 4-on-4 events. So it's the top four versus the bottom four here. Mandy Rose is the women's champion right now. So
bottom four.
Yeah, that makes sense. They need to. Yeah, I'll go with the bad guys win.
Man, Cora Jade's cute though.
That is true.
I'm trying to look for the best looking ones. Well, Io Shirai, you can eat her a bit. Be hungry 2 hours later.
Yikes. Wow.
You want more 2 hours later. It's weird.
He said, you make a fun of me, cowboy?
I'll lick you from your ass to your belly button.
Yikes.
Bottom. Fuck it.
It's that kind of week. Yeah.
My racism holds no bounds.
That's true.
Unless there's pussy involved or food.
And then food. Yeah, I'm going with the team Mandy Rose. So, all right. Next match is the men's War Games match, and that is old NXT versus 2.0. So it's Tommaso Ciampa, Gargano, Pete Dunne, and LA Knight versus Carmelo Hayes, Tony D'Angelo, Grayson Walker, and please don't use my actual name of Bronson Steiner. Call me Bron Breakker.
I'm gonna go with. I don't know.
They're going to give it to the new guys. This match will be old NXT is done. Now we're doing the new.
I don't know what the fuck's going on around here. God damn it.
So Bron Breakker's the only real star out of this. Cause
it looks like the new guys look cleaner.
Yeah, pretty much. We know Gargano's leaving. His contract's up tonight. So yeah. Bron Breakker wins. Just call him fucking Bron Steiner for Christ's sake. You allude to it all the time that he's Rick Steiner's kid and Scott Steiner's nephew. Just fucking go with it. So, all right, there's our predictions for that's the end of wrestling news this week. Vince, video game news this week.
The Rock turns Fortnite's island upside down in the end. Let's see. It's the Cube Queen versus Dwayne the Foundation Johnson. Did he change his name?
No. The fuck is he, Jonathan Gresham now? What's going on? He is not the Foundation.
Nah, maybe the Foundation's his name in the game.
Well, that makes no sense.
After months of speculation and a sly Instagram tease, Dwayne Johnson is revealed as the voice of the Foundation, which everyone knew. In the dramatic conclusion to Fortnite Chapter 2, watch The Rock turn the island upside down, literally. The Foundation is the leader of the Seven, an organization dedicated to keeping the imagined order from abusing the nexus of all reality in Fortnite. Appearing as a helmeted figure earlier in Fortnite's second chapter, as well as in a special Batman Fortnite crossover, the Foundation's face covering finally came off, revealing it was The Rock. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I hope he got paid a lot. I'm sure he did. But...
Let's see. The Foundation played an important role in the one-time-only The End event. The Cube Queen, who's been besieging the island for a large portion of Season 8, prepares a final attack on the forces of good. The Foundation arrives at a familiar bunker deep beneath the island's surface just in time to save Jonesy from termination at the hands of Dr. Sloan.
Jonesy
and the Foundation make their way to the bunker's control room, and the pair prepare to take us to another side. The Seven There's a member of the Seven known as the Scientist, voiced by Joel McHale. Leads players to the island's core as the entire landmass begins to tilt. Players are shot out into the ocean where they witness the final demise of the Cube Queen. Turns out even it being possessing ultimate power can't survive having an island dropped on her head. Okay.
So he goes to find Abed and finds the rock instead.
Gotcha. I quit playing this game months ago because I rage quit and uninstalled.
Oh, there you go.
I threw him in the back of the truck because he was down, and somebody literally bounced across the map to gun me down.
Like, cheat?
Yeah, they use this gun, a bouncy gun thing, and they bounced across the map to kill me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's like, I'm done. Done! Can't handle it no more. This is stupid. Fucking dumb. Fuck this game.
Yeah.
So, I haven't played. Now, without being said, I might get back into this next season. Just saying.
Well, yeah, you got to smell what he's cooking or some shit.
I got to smell what the rock is cooking. The next story I got, this is the last one.
Brownies.
This is huge. This is a fucking amazing. This is from Steam.
They made a game that didn't have any DLC and came out no bugs?
get ready. As we mentioned, this is from Steam. As we mentioned previously, BattleEye on Proton integration has reached a point where all developer needs to do is reach out to BattleEye to enable it for their title. No additional work is required by the developer besides the communication. Partners have started turning on BattleEye support for their titles, meaning these games are now available on Steam Deck. And if you have a Linux desktop that runs Steam, December 3rd was, when is that?
2 days ago.
Friday. December 3rd update. Down under. Four more titles have been added to the list of Proton-enabled BattleEye games. The complete list supported games is now Mountain Blade 2, Bannerlord, Ark Survival Evolved, Arma 3, DayZ, Unturned, and PlanetSide 2.
So more and more games are getting Steam capable, I guess is the right word.
Well, if the Steam Deck is Linux.
Right.
It's Linux powered. But it also works if you have a Linux desktop like I do.
Right.
So now I can play fucking video games with BattleEye.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, this is big. You don't have to be controlled by fucking Microsoft. Sorry.
You're right.
My computer doesn't crash in the middle of things and, you know, goes to a blue screen and says, you must restart your computer for updates to be installed. No, you can't wait to install these updates.
Right.
We're going to ruin your whole fucking day.
Yeah, because Bill Gates said so.
Yep. That's it. That's all I got.
Something
about Nintendo going woke, but I don't care.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hire more women for jobs they're not qualified. Yay, yeah. America!
Yeah, you didn't know?
Oh yeah, you know. All right, let's go to music news this week. After months of negotiations, BMG. Another big music group has sold their entire catalog to BMG. This time it is Motley Crue. Their 40-year catalog sold to BMG for, it's being reported at $150 million. So
they never made $150 million the entire time they were doing that.
Tommy Lee did, but it was off of his tape.
Well, he is the one they call Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, it's true. Just ask Pam. So
he's the one that makes you feel all right.
All right. Hulu has pulled a documentary about the Astroworld human sacrifice, tragedy, hours after it appeared on the streaming service. It sparked backlash. On December 1st, Astroworld Concert from Hell was uploaded onto Hulu with no fanfare or promotion. Soon after, word started to spread and sparked backlash on social media. The synopsis said, Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival was supposed to be the concert of a lifetime, but it turned into a tragic nightmare. A minute-by-minute look at what happened in the crowd, the young victims who were killed, and what happens next. However, a spokesperson for Hulu clarified in a statement that the documentary was an investigative local news special from ABC 13 in Houston that originally aired on November 20th. It's 2 weeks after the incident that killed 10 people and injured hundreds. This was not a Hulu documentary and has since been removed to avoid confusion. So they're like, don't blame us. We didn't tell you the actual facts. Some of them.
Why were people upset?
It's too soon and you're blaming this on him. And yeah, the guy that was singing and dancing while they were carrying dead bodies in front of him. Yeah, you know.
Like you do.
Well, I have my theory on that, but you know. Last thing for music news this week. Jesus Christ. Nutcase liberal Bette Midler took to Twitter this couple days ago and said that former President Trump should be arrested for attempted murder. Do you know why she's saying this, Vince?
Yeah, because apparently Joe Biden's sick.
Yes, because that's pretty much it. She says that Trump tried to infect Biden with COVID at a presidential debate last year. So he should be charged with attempted murder of Biden for trying to give him the
coolie cough.
Is she really that Trump derangement? It's
Biden. I mean, you couldn't have picked anybody else to carry water for.
If you were gonna really get him sick, wouldn't you just infect the kid and let him sniffing?
Yeah, like a fucking smallpox blanket or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? Here, go run over to Uncle Joe. There you go.
Children sniff.
Human smallpox blanket. Holy fuck.
Come here, Billy. You're a WND now. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Really last thing for music this week. Grammy nominations came out, Vince. Do you want to...
I'm a glutton for punishment. Yes, tell me. I want to know people. I have no idea who they are.
To be honest, I really don't either. Record of the year: Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Brandi Carlile, Doja Cat, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, Silk Sonic, John Batiste, and ABBA. ABBA was nominated for Record of the Year.
ABBA?
ABBA.
Fuck, we are living in the end times, aren't we?
I'm telling you. All right, let me scroll here, because Jesus Christ. Song of the Year. I know none of these. I know Billie Eilish.
Ooga Booga in the liquor store.
Best New Artist. Literally haven't heard any of them. Jesus Christ. I apparently feel really old, Vince. Let's go to...
You are really old.
Metal. Is there anything? Rock. Here we go. Best Rock Performance. AC/DC Shot in the Dark. Black Pumas Know You Better. Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares to You. Deftones for Ohms. And Foo Fighters for Making a Fire. That should easily be Cornell's.
No.
No?
It's not really rock, is it?
It's a cover of a Prince song, so possibly. I
don't know. I feel like rock needs distortion.
Yes. Well, that goes to metal performance. Genesis from Deftones, Dream Theater's The Alien, Amazonia from Gojira, Pushing the Tides from Mastodon, and The Triumph of King Freak from Rob Zombie. Best Rock Album, AC/DC, Black Pumas, Chris Cornell, Foo Fighters, and Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney's in a rock category. Scrolling because I know none of these. Nope, no rap. Nope, no country because it's not real country.
It's pop music.
It's pop music. Noted jazz. That's nothing. The Grammys are horrid. So,
Chris Cornell for rock and song of the year?
Yeah, not song of the year. Rock song and rock album.
When's the Grammys?
I don't know. Monday, January 31st.
I have no. You know he's going to win, right?
Probably, yeah. Best Spoken Word Album, LeVar Burton, Don Cheadle coming off of his Mel Brooks work, Jay Ivey, Dave Chappelle, and Barry Satoro. So, wow, Best Comedy Album, Lavelle Crawford, Lewis Black, Kevin Hart, Nate Bargatze, and Chelsea Handler and Louis C.K. Holy crap, I'm done. That's the shits. Come on, Comet. Just end this shit.
That's,
And then they'll complain that the ratings will be the worst of all time. Well, there you go. So,
well, yeah, you got a dead guy fucking,
Your best guy is no longer with us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to true, false, pick the fake story this week. Nobody got last week's. The fake story was number one, where the shaman killed the husband to have the wife for himself. So here is this week's three stories. Vince, are you ready?
I am.
Story number one. A model on OnlyFans was doing a live stream and started to use a pistol as a sex toy. She was not aware that there was apparently a live round in the weapon and accidentally fired the gun. Thankfully, it was not inside her at the time, but did graze across her thigh. Story number two. German police are looking for witnesses after burglars broke through the wall of a toy store and stole dozens of Lego sets. Burglars left about 100 empty boxes behind. Yeah, so they broke a wall to steal blocks. In Deutschland. So.
Hey, man. They're expensive.
That's, fuck yeah, they are. I mean, that when the original Minneapolis riots were happening, you had the beautiful picture of the one guy leaving the looted Target with a giant Lego set, because like, that's like $600.
Yeah, no shit. You can sell that shit.
Yeah. Story number three this week. North Korea has banned leather coats that copy the style of Kim Jong-un. Fake leather was imported to the country so the jacket could be worn by those with less money, which pissed off Un, and he has now banned them. So, which is the fake story? OnlyFans model accidentally shoots herself. German crooks break down a wall to steal Legos. Or Kim Jong-un doesn't like people copying him. I'll put the thread up after I post the show. Good luck to everybody. You too can win absolutely nothing if you guess the fake story. And with that, it's time for Song of the Week. Plug our friends. And when we come back, time for Vince's pick for top 10. Let me reiterate.
Whatever.
Jewish entertainers.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Brass monkey, chunky, that funky monkey. Brass
monkey, that's more than real.
Drink brass monkey, here's how you feel.
You put your left leg
down,
your right leg
up.
Tilt your head back, let's finish the cut.
MC with the bottle,
Ross Kemp, and Rocket Nice with Charlie Chan.
Whoa.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
This is awesome! This is awesome!
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod, and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Mm-hmm.
Time for the top 10 list this week. Vince's list of Jewish entertainers.
So you keep saying that like it's my fault.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Direct all your hate mail toward me.
Vince said, I don't give a... at that. So. All right, what's your number 10?
The Beastie Boys.
Ah, apropos, because I just
threw them all in there. Fuck it. I've got a couple like that. I just threw them all in there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Beastie Boys, that's a good pick. I forgot them. They didn't even make my honorable mentions, which good we'll job. Get to after the list here. My number 10, Paul Newman. Yeah.
I didn't even have Paul Newman on there.
A lot of mine I didn't. Let's see. I think he's the only one I wasn't sure of that was Jewish. The rest of them I knew were. Yep, Jewish parents, so that makes him Jewish. So yeah, Paul Newman in a minor 10.
Yeah, Cool Hand Luke, man.
That's right. Eggs. Number 9.
Leonard Nimoy.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot Spock. And Shatner. Fuck.
Shatner's not on the list, but Nimoy made it.
Yeah. My number 9, this is where I got Adam Sandler.
Oh, fuck me in the goat-ass!
Good old Lunch Lady Land. So. Right. Number 8.
Gene Wilder.
Ooh, that was an honorable mention of mine, yes. Number 8, this is where I have the Marx Brothers.
Oh, you fucker. Higher on the list.
Yep. Number 7.
The Three Stooges.
Ah, fucker, higher on the list. Yep. Not you, Curly Joe. Not you.
Not you.
My number 7, I don't know if he made your list or not. The Candyman can. Sammy Davis Jr.
No, damn it. The Candyman can.
Damn right.
Fuck.
Yep. Number That's 6.
My number 6 is the Marx Brothers.
Ah, very good. Duck Soup. Just watch Duck Soup.
Yeah, it's all you need to watch is Duck Soup. You don't need to watch anything else.
Is Duck Soup where Harpo does the mirror gimmick?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I don't know if that's Duck Soup or not, but that's another fantastic bit right
they're
there.
All the same. They're all the same movie.
Pretty much, yeah. What are we up to? Me at 6?
Yes.
Mr. Respect himself, Rodney Dangerfield.
Damn it. Fuck. I forgot Dangerfield. Fuck.
Yep. I was between him and Kinnison. But I went Dangerfield, so. Number 5.
Jennifer Goddamn Connelly.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. For reasons.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good pick, yeah.
I would love to take a crack at that ass.
Isn't she married to Paul Bettany?
She is.
That's what I thought, yeah.
That lucky motherfucker.
Vision, yeah. All right, my number 5 here. A man that has a movie that I really want to watch, but I can't. Because it is hidden. Jerry Lewis. Lady!
Didn't make the list. God damn really? It. Yeah, I tell you what. I would love to see... The Day the Clown Cried.
That's one.
That's it, right? The Day the Clown Died?
Day the Clown Cried, yeah. I believe is the name. But yeah, we can't see it. It's locked away. I forget how many years after he dies that it'll be released, but yeah. So
yeah, The Day the Clown Cried.
Yeah. All right. Number four.
My number four is where I have Neil Diamond.
Oh, I don't have Neil Diamond yet. Yeah. Sweet Caroline, little creepy. Little creepy, little on somebody the nose stereotype. Yeah, a little bit there, yeah.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon?
Yeah.
A little creepy.
Yeah. My number four, the literal voice of childhood, Mel Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
He is Bugs Bunny and all of them, so, yeah. Number three.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, I forgot Manilow. How did I forget Manilow?
How did you forget Manilow?
I don't know.
What the fuck, man?
That's... I should have put Manilow in for my number three, but I... I apologize, dear Mr. Manilow. That's my bad.
I'm sorry.
That's my bad. We should have had Mandy for Song of the Week. But only if you're drunk, screaming it out a window, coming home from Cincinnati.
Sure.
Goddamn good times. Number three for me is where I have Jeffrey Goldblum.
Nice.
Yeah. Number two.
Harlan Ellison.
Oh, I forgot him. You know, I pulled up a list of, like, type in Jewish entertainers, because you know there's a bunch to pick from.
Yeah.
This list had, like, 600 names.
Yeah. Well, the Jews run Hollywood.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, oh, it's... all of Hollywood. Okay.
Well, of course the Jews run Hollywood. How the fuck do you explain fucking Randy Newman? You're not offending me. You're not offending me. Man, if there was a Special Olympics for singing, he'd win gold every fucking year.
I swear to God, I think they just gave him a Grammy as a make-a-wish.
I mean, how? How? Of course the Jews run Hollywood. Fuck.
All right. Me at number two.
Yes.
Mel Brooks.
Oh, that's my number one. Who could be higher than Mel Brooks?
I got the Stooges at one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the comedy. What can I say? Jews make me laugh. And I don't mean that racistly. I mean good comedy. You know, Mel Brooks can't make a movie today, but yeah. So... I do have some honorable mentions, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd. Competitive shooter Bonnie Rotten. Gene Wilder. Michael Landon. Steve Guttenberg. And Mr. Personality himself, Don Rickles.
Oh, you know who I forgot? I forgot Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason. There's another. There's Vince's honorable mention. Yeah. Fuck. Yep. All right, let's get to the listener picks this week. Handsome Dan, Soleil Moon Frye. I can think of two reasons why. Jennifer Connelly. I can think of three reasons why. Gary Shandling, Bob Dylan, Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks, Sylvester Stallone, Rod Serling, Mel Blanc, and the Stooges. Roboto comes in with Jack Black, Andrew Garfield, Natalie Portman, Adam Sandler, Harrison Ford, Mel Brooks, J.J. Abrams, and Lady Jerry Lewis. Chris comes to Jesus, Chris. I love you. Karl Marx, because I know who would have thought some of his writings were hysterical. Yeah. Al Jolson with great makeup.
Ah, fuck, I forgot Al Jolson.
I know. Mammy. Jake Gyllenhaal, Daniel Day-Lewis, Shatner, Nimoy, Stanley Kubrick, that's a great pick, by the way, Mel Brooks, Diamond David Lee Roth.
Oh, I forgot Diamond Dave.
Yep. And Kat Dennings. He says, no, seriously, and I mean this. She was in two of the Thor movies, and those performances were a pair of firm, well-rounded, plump, juicy examples of fine acting.
That's goddamn right.
That's pretty much, yeah. And Tracy comes in last year with Mel Brooks. So thank you, everyone, for your picks. Shaka Khan to you all.
Shaka Khan. Let me love you, Shaka Khan.
All right, let's go to listener questions this week, Vince. Chris comes in with he has a top 10 list suggestion for a this month, Christmas movies starring Alan Rickman and Bruce Willis.
Fuck you.
I love how we know that you don't, your diehard button, so we just push it.
It's not a Christmas movie.
No, he's hiding from Alan Rickman the whole time. It's a fucking Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, who sent me that?
So
I saw that. Who sent me that?
I don't know.
But it was. I think it was the Whiff.
Ah, yeah. Ah. Chris's actual question here: if you could go back in time, how would you attempt to change history? A, you wouldn't. Mucking around time can have devastating effects, worse than any imaginable hell. B, use the power exclusively to stop others from attempting to screw with time due to the unimaginable hellscapes they might unleash upon the universe. Or C, hey Cliff, switch bunks with Lars.
That one.
If those are my picks, C.
C, that one.
C, senor. So, yes. That's, goddamn. We had to lose Cliff, didn't we? God.
I know, of all the people on that bus, fucking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, I saw a picture of the original Metallica lineup, and underneath the caption was Dave Mustaine in the original lineup to Megadeth. It's like, yep, pretty much.
They wish it could be fucking Megadeth.
That's true. Yeah, that's, yeah. Next question here from Roboto. If aliens asked, not abducted, but asked you to leave on their ships, would you go?
Hell yes.
Even knowing you'll likely never come back to your family. He says, me, I'm single with no kids, so I'd climb aboard their starship and head to the sky saying, fuck all y'all. So would you go if you were asked, not abducted?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with Earth, so yeah, I'm good to go. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next question comes in from Chris. He says, so, finding out that Fauci was experimenting with torturing beagles and severing their vocal cords so they couldn't complain apparently wasn't enough of a reason. Finding out he was breeding bonobo apes, our closest evolutionary cousin, to experiment with techniques to maximize the pain and fear responses in their brains wasn't enough of a reason. Now, also finding out he's been testing AIDS drugs on inner-city foster kids, that is, orphan black and Hispanic kids with no adult advocates to stand up for them, and that lots of those kids died and their deaths were swept under the rug, now, can we pull him out of office by his neck and gank him in the street?
Yes.
Dude, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking do this guy already.
He's a draft dodger from Nam, basically. He was supposed to go be a doctor in Vietnam, and he said, no, I don't want to go over there. That's scary. So I'm going to go over here to the NIH. And he's been there ever since Vietnam.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
We're not trying anything other than these goddamn vaccines.
Biden made the joke that Fauci was actually president. That Fauci was in charge of everything. Now, whether that was a moment of clarity for Biden or his attempt at a horrible joke, you know, high off sniffing a kid, nobody's really sure, but it would make a lot of sense. Next question comes in from Tony. How great is it that the pretend gangster brothers are finally gone? I mean, killing thousands of people by sending them back to the nursing home didn't do it, but a couple of ass grabs did, but still. Good. You should have, speaking of ganking them in the street, dear New York, you should have.
Yeah.
Should have set an example, but look at what you got now.
Sure.
You can't see because this is an audio thing, but I'm literally shaking my head. All right, last question this week came in from Twitter. Vince, would you rather look like Jar Jar Binks or talk like Jar Jar Binks and you are not allowed to kill yourself?
Talk like Jar Jar.
Talk over the look?
Yeah.
Really?
Why would I want to look like him?
Misa, no, that good idea, yeah.
Talking's one thing, but looking like him?
Yeah, I'd have to go talk, like, I guess.
Would you get any pussy from looking like him? No.
Dude, I've seen some hot chicks with some ugly dudes, so there's a possibility.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you've seen me. Just picture me with big ears. So, All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this week. And it's time for Did You See This Stories?
This is where I zone out. This is my favorite time.
Yeah, this is Vincy Nap time, because if he sees it, then you would get full uncensored version of Vince, which is probably if we had a Patreon, which we would probably do, which would just be him cussing in 8 hours a week. So, first story this week was sent in. The office of Vice President Ugandan Giant Kamala saw two high-profile departures in the past week and a half as both Chief Spokesperson Simone Sanders and Communications Director Ashley Intini announced they would be leaving. The White House has said that both departures were long planned, but given the multitude of reports alleging a toxic work environment in the vice president's office, most reporters were skeptical. Even CNN, who takes a, let's just say, a left slant, one of their things said, top advisors to a vice president don't just randomly leave less than a year into term. One departure might be explained by extenuating circumstances, but two, no way. So even CNN's calling you out on your shit. You know it's bad. So apparently one of the ones that left was the source of a report to Rolling Stone about how horrible it was to work for Kamala, and Kamala fired her. So, but they didn't admit that. So next story here. On Monday, former now Twitter CEO Jihad Jack Dorsey announced he was leaving the company. Twitter CTO Parag Agarwal.
Okay.
Either that's a name or a stroke. I don't know which. They happen. Was announced as the new CEO. He will replace Dorsey, who announced his resignation on Monday. Now we have this. During an interview in November 2020, Agarwal said Twitter's role is not to be bound by the First Amendment. He also tweeted out, if they're not going to make a distinction between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists? So if you thought Jihad Jack was bad, just wait for Yeah, and Twitter is going to be even worse. I saw the stock just tanked.
Not apparently, on Twitter.
Apparently Dorsey's moving to Bitcoin. As you know, he owns Square, right?
Oh,
that's
does he?
One of his, yeah, it's one of his companies, and they've now changed that name to Block. So something's going on. He's going to Bitcoin. So
oh, blockchain. Oh shit.
Yeah. So
there goes the planet.
Yep.
Spaceballs. Damn, Rick Moranis didn't make the list.
Oh shit.
God damn it.
That's a good yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Goyim. That joke was just for you. Now something that's not a joke. Wikipedia moderators are considering removing an article titled, quote, mass killings under communist regimes, end quote, over concerns of bias. The moderators pushing for the article's deletion question whether it is legitimate to frame the mass killings, such as, you know, Soviet Union, China, North Korea, Cambodia, as related to communism. They do not dispute that the killings actually occurred. They are saying that it may not be communism's fault that the killings occurred.
Well, when you have a bunch of communists running the moderation
there,
on
there you go. Yeah, that's they would have died anyway. It wasn't communism, comrade. Yeah, fuck you. The Salvation Army has released a statement about last week's story about, you should feel bad, white man. They deny the accusations that the organization is now peddling ideas of critical race theory and other woke messaging. Some individuals and groups have recently attempted to mislabel our organization to serve their own agendas. They have claimed that we believe our donors should apologize for their skin color, that the Salvation Army believes America is inherently racist society, and that we have abandoned our Christian faith for one ideology or another. Those claims are simply false. They do, and they distort the very goal of our work. Responding to the core criticism of the Let's Talk About Racism study guide, the Salvation Army claimed that it was issued to members as, quote, a voluntary resource. Please give us your money, white people. We're sorry.
That's it. Yeah. We fucked up. Oh, no. Give us your money.
We hate you, but please give us money.
Yeah, that's it. I hope they don't get a fucking dime this year.
Yeah. Ring your bell somewhere else.
But they won't. Good Christian people will fucking give them money.
Yeah. Look in fucking Joel Osteen's walls. Find the money there.
Shit.
Transportation Secretary, good old Pete Buttigieg. Boy, this may be America's let them eat cake moment. And I mean that absolutely seriously. Suggested that Americans worrying about gas prices should just purchase electric vehicles to save money. He said most of the physical infrastructure work was contemplated in the bill, talking about the Build Back Broke that was just signed. There is more envisioned in Build Back Broke. He said during an interview, it contains incentives to make it more affordable to buy an electric vehicle, up to a $12,500 discount. In effect, for families thinking about getting an electric vehicle, families that once they own the electric vehicle, you'll never have to worry about gas prices again. Where does the electricity come from, you fucking retard?
Shh. Don't be like that.
He's from Indiana. I can call him a fucking retard.
Okay, yeah.
He's from South Bend. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
West Illinois.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, let them eat cake.
Yeah.
You know what happened after that?
Yeah, guillotines.
Just saying.
Guillotines. That's in the history books, kids. When she said, let them eat cake, they took her out.
Running out of bread? Let them eat cake.
Right. Oh, your gas prices are, you can't afford $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon, $10 a gallon in some places in California. Well, just buy an electric vehicle. Here's $12,500 off a $100,000 electric vehicle Tesla. There you go. Yeah. Yes.
No, you can't get gas because the gas station won't let you pump gas if you're not vaccinated.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sharpen the blades and get the 2x6s ready, I guess.
That's
where it's kind of going.
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee branch of Black Lives Murder is apparently trying to raise millions of dollars for the Daryl Brooks, the guy that drove into the Christmas parade, whose bail is set at $5 million. GoFundMe shut down a previous bail fund attempt. But apparently, Milwaukee branch of Black Lives Matter is trying to do it again. Why in the hell would they be raising money to get this guy out?
I don't know.
Just ask yourself that. Would they be doing it if the rules were reversed or races were reversed? No? Oh, okay. Equality. Researchers decided, we're just going to play God. And they created the first living AI-designed xenobots that can self-replicate. I've seen this sci-fi story, and it does not end well. So, yay!
Yeah. You thought COVID was bad. Get ready.
Yeah. Grandpa Sniffy here. I don't understand. Please explain this one to me, Vince. Grandpa Sniffy, Cough Cough Biden, is sending 1,000 National Guard troops from Virginia and Kentucky to the Horn of Africa. The deployment marks the largest mobilization of Virginia's National Guard since World War II. More than 800 from Virginia and 200 Kentucky Guardsmen were transported to Fort Bliss for a month of pre-deployment training before they will be sent to Africa in a couple of months.
Why?
I was asking you. National Guard, not Army, not federal military, but National Guard troops sent to the Horn of Africa. What? You don't think we have some problem here? Oh, I don't know. Southern border? Yeah, just ask yourselves questions here. Chicago Public School Systems announced that they have made all bathrooms gender neutral from elementary school all the way through high school. focusing on, you know, the important stuff like that, unlike the 75% of elementary school students who do not make basic proficiency in reading, but do make 100% proficiency in dodging bullets in Chicago. But yeah, just let everybody go to the bathroom. Yeah, because that worked great in Virginia, didn't it?
Well, once they start pulling their kids out.
Yep. Quit paying property taxes if it goes to schools.
Yeah, that'd be a bitch if nobody paid their property tax.
Yeah. You remember how you hear every week that climate change is killing the world?
Yes, 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 yes.
Reassessed data now shows that global CO2 emissions have been flat and slightly declining over the past 10 years. So the numbers came out, and it's actually getting better, not worse. So why are you pushing that it's at the end of the world that you've been pushing since 1950-something?
Because they try to get paid.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We have an update to the MSNBC guy that was following the jury in the Rittenhouse trial. Footage was recently obtained through a FOIA request at the Kenosha Police Department, and it proves NBC executive producer Irene Byron ordered James J. Morrison to follow vehicles outside of the courthouse in an effort to see where people involved in the trial were positioned. In the video, Morrison tells the police he was told to follow the bus by his bosses in New York. Police ask to speak to his boss, and he puts them on the phone with Byron, the NBC booking producer. She tries to choose her words carefully in the video, but says they were respectively trying to find out where the players in the trial were positioned. She then claims that by no means were they trying to get in contact with any of the jury members or whoever was in the car. The thing about this, though, police never mentioned the jury. That was information that she volunteered, which makes it clear they were trying to follow the jury bus.
So who's getting sued and when?
That's good question. I have no idea. That's charges of jury intimidation, jury tampering, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, Cortez Rice, the relative of George Floyd, who recorded a video saying he knew people with cameras in the courtroom and was going after the jury, he has been arrested for reportedly making contact with jurors, jailed in a $50,000 bond for this, and Black Lives Matter is trying to raise money for him, too, so... now we get to the Michigan shooting, school shooting. Ethan Crumbley has been identified as officials as the Oxford High School shooting suspect, killed 4 students and injured 8, including at least 1 teacher. Oakland County prosecutor announced in a press conference that the 15-year-old is being charged as an adult with 4 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of terrorism, 12 counts of possession of a firearm, and commission of a felony. He was arraigned on the 1st. And they said they expect to file additional charges. According to fellow students, Tate Meyer was the hero of this. An honor student played running back for the high school team, was shot trying to stop the shooter and later died from his injuries. It was reported that he rushed the shooter and took multiple shots while trying to disarm him, Jesus. While others were running for safety. The parents of the 15-year-old were charged with involuntary manslaughter by a Michigan prosecutor on Friday. They were arrested and brought in. It was not immediately clear. Cut and paste didn't work here. The evidence that led to the decision to charge the parents included the fact that the shooter, the son, had been present at the time his father purchased the gun. So he was with them in the store. The prosecutor also cited a social media post from his mother that his parents had bought the weapon for him as a Christmas present. Prosecutor further discussed drawings made by the 15-year-old and found by a teacher on the morning of the shooting that depicted a gun pointing at words reading, "The thoughts won't stop, help me," and someone being shot twice. The drawings, which were subsequently altered, were shown to the parents at a meeting prior to the shooting, during which they were told to get their son counseling within the next 2 days. According to a former federal prosecutor, in the state of Michigan has considered a number of times enacting a law, the Child Access Prevention Law, that many states have adopted, which would make criminal what happened here, which was the parents allowed the child to get access to the weapon. But the state of Michigan has decided not to enact that law. You can argue that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the fact is, it is a thing, and it's up to the legislature to make criminal law. So what happened here is they don't have a law to prosecute the parents did, even though the legislature's considered it but not enacted it. This is according to a former federal prosecutor saying that, look, everybody's hot and pissed off and sad of the shooting. You can't charge the parents with anything because Michigan doesn't have that law.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously the kids was having mental issues. The thoughts won't stop. Help me.
Yeah. So how many drugs was this kid on?
That's, boy, you look at the mugshot and he has pharmaceutical eyes.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, and that's, God damn, every fucking school shooting.
Not all of them. You had the black kid in Texas there that shot up the school, and they let him out on bail, and they had his family had a party for him that night.
Sure. Well,
white privilege.
Shit, right, right. Shit.
Had grape drink and everything.
Shit. He's hardcore, motherfucker. Shit.
But yeah, apparently they're trying to get the, it's either the high school stadium or a local college stadium named after Tate Meyer, who was the hero of this.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, but that's the issue here. I mean, there's every one of these kids, it seems like, has been doped up on some sort of weird antidepressant.
Yes.
And nobody's treating the cause. They're just
nobody wants to say that. You really rarely ever get anyone on the news, which it's the news, so fuck them, to say these kids are on hard mind altering drugs.
Yeah, they're not fixing the problem.
Brought to you by Pfizer and Moderna and right. All the other Lilly and all the other companies.
Yeah, yeah, we're just going to Band-Aid it.
That just totally muck up their brain, and so they go do shit. And then, yeah. Why did it happen? Huh, let's figure out brain chemistry. Obviously, he's mentally has an issue.
Yeah.
So you Band-Aid it with these drugs. Here, just have him eat a bunch of these. Whoop, we don't know why he did it.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not making excuses for the fucker.
No, absolutely not.
But there's got to be a. When this happens all the time, and every time the kid is fucked up on something.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. I would like to see his tox screen.
Oh, yeah. What's he on?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. But I'm sure that will never come out because you can't take the monies away from the pharmaceuticals.
Ding.
All right. I feel just fucking sick for all the people that were shot and killed. But
that ain't no shit.
Yeah, it's...
Fuck, man. Come on.
All right, let's
be
move on
better.
Here. Yeah. Moving on to the next story here. It's coming to light this week. The New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has a net worth, as of November 4th of last year, her net worth was $800,000. Her net worth... 1 year later, as of this November 4th, $25 million.
What?
That is over a 3,000% increase, but her salary as prime minister is only $470,000. Many in New Zealand are now asking, where did all this money come from? With some saying it came from pharmaceutical companies because of the lockdowns.
No shit.
Yeah.
The Pfizer rep caught on video talking about Israel.
Yep.
You know, oh yeah, Israel was a giant experiment.
Yeah.
We got on video saying it. Yeah, we got in Israel with a contract, and then we were the exclusive vaccine distributor.
Yeah.
They were an experiment.
Yeah. They're literally saying it.
Yeah, 90% vaccinated, and fucking whole country's getting eaten up with goddamn COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next story here, New York State, boy, get out of New York, holy Christ, is trying to pass a bill where they can detain you on suspicion of being a public health risk, stating removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be a danger to public health. The provisions of this section shall be utilized in the event that the governor declares a state of emergency due to an epidemic of any disease, which New York just did for the Unicron variant last week, even though they had no infections as of then. Well, we can detain you get in the train car.
Yeah, we think you're sick.
You wow. might be sick.
Get in the, that's fucked up.
Get in the car. Get in the train. You're going to the camp. So, the state of Oregon is now considering permanent indoor masking, according to a new state bill trying to be passed. There's a massive difference between Western Oregon and the rest of fucking Oregon.
Oh, you
want
mean
to
the,
be left alone?
The part of Oregon that's gonna get break sucked away. Into,
Idaho. Yeah. Nevada on Thursday became the first U.S. state to impose a surcharge on workers who haven't gotten their shots. Penalty doesn't take effect until next year. All but two of board members of the Public Employees Benefit Program Board voted during a meeting to approve a surcharge of $55 a month on workers if they haven't got a shot. It would also stipulate a surcharge of $175 a month for the worker's spouses, partners, and dependents 18 years and older. So now we're just going to start fining you money if you haven't got the shot.
You know, where they all have home addresses.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. A federal judge in Kentucky this week issued a preliminary injunction blocking implementation of Grandpa Sniffy's vaccine mandate for federal government contractors and subcontractors. So it looks like this thing could be dead. I mean, it's going to go Supreme Court, and who the hell knows how it's going to go there. But come make me.
Yeah, that's really what... Send
bachelors, because I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
Israel. Their domestic intelligence agency has admitted listening in on calls of people with confirmed cases of the Unicron variant. Now they're just listening in to your calls. Oh, you might be sick. I better listen in on your phone calls. This was reported in New York Times. What? Do you think I can make them sick through the fucking phone?
The most mild version so far.
Yeah, the most... Yeah, it... shares traits with the cold, the common cold.
Yeah, because it's reverting back to one.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's an interesting when they make viruses in labs, they don't
last very long. The first is always
long.
The strongest, and as it mutates, it gets weaker. That's biological fact.
Yeah. It loses its potency and it reverts back to the original. Viral.
Yeah, that's why we got to worry about smallpox now.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
Yeah, thanks, fucker. Shit.
The country of Greece is going to make the shots mandatory for people 60 and older, with fines of 100 euros will be imposed at monthly intervals starting mid-July on those that refuse. Boy, Greece is going to burn again, ain't it? Well, now it's just for the 60 and over until, you know, next variant or two, and then, oh, it'll be mandatory for the whole thing. And then you had this. This week, Jim Cramer, who hosts the most popular Wall Street show in the country on, was it CNBC or MSNBC or some shit like that? He said, quote, "We have immunocompromised people, incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? It's time to admit we have to go to war against COVID, require vaccination universally, and have the military run it." We have to go to war against COVID. Well, let me ask you something there, Jim. How's that war on poverty ended? The war on drugs, I'm pretty sure drugs won. War on terrorism, I think Afghanistan won. And you want to have the military require shots of everybody and have the military come do it.
Bachelors, send them.
That's literal accelerationism to a civil war.
Yeah.
And they're calling for it now, just flat out. Here's what's going to happen. They're telling you what's going to happen. Speaking of mandatory, the Australian quarantine camp which they're trying to frame it like it's a fucking hotel. And that, yeah, it's all voluntary. You can just come in here. We think you're sick. You come in here, you chill out, you get better, you can leave. No. There's video of a woman being threatened with a $5,000 fine if she crosses a yellow piece of tape on the front porch. And then you had three teens escaped from the camp this week. I believe Schultz was looking, and they went under the doghouse. Northern Territory Police say they don't believe the teenagers who got out of Darwin Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. They don't think they came in contact with members of the community. At a press conference, the chief minister confirmed the teenagers, 15, 16, and 17, had tested negative. They weren't sick. He said all three were from the Binjari community near Catherine and had been sent into quarantine as close contacts of positive cases. The police commissioner said officials found the trio on the edge of Palmerston and arrested them after a chase on foot. He said the young people are still being interviewed, but early indications were that they did not have contact with any members of the public. They're not sick. They tested negative. Why are they in the camp? The woman that was being threatened with the $5,000 fine had never been tested and had been there for a week and then was tested and was negative. Why is she in a camp? Why isn't the Australian people outside the camp? Well, I know why. They took your guns. That's the answer.
Well, and they're good people.
You disarm the population, make them docile, and you round them up. Now off to the UK, where the health minister says that COVID will be a threat to national health for at least the next 5 years. And testing and shots may be needed for a decade or longer.
Where was this?
UK.
Oh, Jesus.
So we have a 5-year timeline, which takes us close to, what would it be, 2026?
2027?
Which gets us really closer to 2030. We're going to need shots for at least a decade. That takes us to 2030, and that's UN Project 2030, Great Reset. Weird timing, isn't it? Now to Germany. Ooh. Angela Merkel. I don't know how to say cunt in German.
I don't know. Boy, she's really trying to out-Germany, isn't she?
Boy, she, yeah. I think she should just grow the little mustache. She's leaving, but it'd be a good look going out.
Yeah.
She announced the lockdown of the unvaccinated. If you haven't got the shot, you can't. The only places you can go is to the grocery, and that's only in certain parts of the country, and to the pharmacy. That's it. You must stay in your house any other time.
So now that the government is saying that shit, is the government paying for their shit at this point?
No. Not that I've read. She also says Germany's parliament will soon vote on making the shots mandatory. Restrictions are already placed in some states in Germany, but will soon be rolled out nationwide. Merkel has also revealed the German parliament will be asked to decide whether to make vaccination mandatory for all, and that will be happening in February. To Austria, there is no alternative to the compulsory vaccination of the general population, according to the health minister. Austria, mandatory shots. Austria and Germany. I've seen this Schwarzenegger movie before.
Where's all the yellow stars at? You got to wear a yellow star.
That's at that one school system here in America.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wear your yellow badge to prove you don't have to wear a mask. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is saying that they need to implement forced shots throughout the entire European Union. A move that has been described as the Chinification of Europe, just hours after the incoming Chancellor of Germany said he is in favor of mandatory shots. Merkel's protege, who runs the European Commission president, appeared to follow suit, hinting on Wednesday that the entire block of the EU needs to impose mandatory shot mandates. There's protests in the street. Some are getting violent. More will. Then they have this, Vince. I believe this may be the highest level of bullshit of the week.
Is this the last story?
There's two. There's this one and one more.
Oh, thank God.
Up to 300,000 people in the UK are facing heart-related illnesses. Not due to the shots, but due to, quote, post-pandemic stress disorder.
Yeah, not due to the shots, though. Wink.
This could result in a 4.5% rise in cardiovascular cases nationally because of the effects of PPSD. With those aged between 30 and 45 most at risk. Right, a stress disorder, not the crap that's in the shots.
Yeah,
that's literally dropping professional athletes on the field. No, it's a stress disorder. You're all going to get, it's like PTSD, but it's because we were all locked down.
The broken heart, yeah, okay.
But then you're going to have to get a shot no matter what, so you're... War.
Oh, holy fuck.
War. That's all. And the last story events, it has now been fact-checked, confirmed, and everything else, that people in Sweden are getting microchips implanted in their right hands to contain their vaccine passports. Now, I know damn sure that I read about that in a book.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth?
That damn one? Right. Yep. Huh, yeah. You gotta get a thing in your hand so you can go to the store to buy or sell. Yeah, that's in the book.
Yeah, that's not...
People need to get right.
You gotta get right.
You better get right. And if you know what I'm saying, then you know what I'm saying.
Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you love him. Tell him you're just trying to do what you need to do, man.
And tell me what I need to do, and I will do it.
Yeah, that's...
Microchips implanted in the right hand.
Oh, yeah.
That's because originally the story came out and people were like, nope, you better fact check it. That's a lie. That's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, they're doing it. It's literally fact checked and there's video of them doing it. And remember how like last year we said that, yeah, they're going to start rounding up people and putting them in camps if you ain't take their shot. And well, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Here's your tinfoil hat. Oh, they're literally doing that in Australia.
Yeah.
Arresting you if it's you leave the quote voluntary thing.
Yeah.
People better get right and be ready to fight. Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice so the women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, hide in the woods and take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And get ready and get right. Because it will be here, I'd say 6 months, if that. And boy, the shit show, if you think it's one now, just wait. So if we are here next week, which, let's be honest, it's 60-40 maybe. So
yeah,
that's legit. then we'll talk to everybody then.
Bye.
Bye.